Hi guys, it's Seda here and welcome back to my channel. If you follow me on Twitter, you know that I made a poll asking you which topic you would like me to talk about next in my video. And a majority of you were really interested in the other side of student life. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But as you guys already pretty much know my whole life story, I thought it would be more fun to invite some friends over who can tell you a bit about their experiences abroad. So here are Maren, Christina and René. Thank you for being here. So guys, where have you been? What did you do there?
Well, I traveled around the north of England. I arrived at Manchester, traveled to Liverpool and visited the Lake District in Cumbria.
I was in Atlanta, Georgia for an internship at a real estate agency.
So I was in Canada for a work and travel year with my best friend Emma, and it was awesome.
What about you guys? How long have you been abroad?
Just 2 weeks, I'm afraid. Wish I could have stayed longer.
It was only a 1 week trip for me, yet was it very demanding, because I slept in my car most of the nights.
Amazing! Where did you two stay?
I had this place in Ottawa where I could stay whenever I wanted to. And when I was traveling, I stayed at people's couches and cars, or we just camped. It was pretty crazy at times.
Well, I was lucky enough to be taken in by a very generous host family, so I could stay at their wonderful house all the time.
I can imagine you met lots of interesting people. Anyone particular comes to mind?
I think that would be my host family in general, I guess. They were Mormons, which is a religion, or some say even cult, which is quite different from what I was used to, so that was a whole new experience for me, and I could get some insight into a completely different lifestyle.
Since I had only my car to sleep in, I was very glad to meet Felix in Liverpool, who hosted me 2 nights, so I had a couch to sleep on. We also had some nice chats about being abroad, which he knew well because he moved to England without his parents at the age of 18 to play professional football there.
One of the reasons why I kept coming back to Ottawa was because when we first came there, we were hosted by this cute elderly man who became my Canadian daddy. He was super sweet, really. I also made lots of friends there, like my hockey game, because it's Canada, eh?
And are you still in touch?
Oh yes, we Skype a lot.
And you?
Unfortunately no, though I try to keep in touch with my host family. Never got any response from them, sadly.
Not really.
Okay, so $1 million question. What was the most exciting experience you had there?
Well, considering my whole week there, I definitely can say that my visit of the Lake District and Windermere was the most exciting thing I've ever seen, and the beauty of the nature is just really unbelievable, and I really wish I could go back there again.
Well, as I mentioned before, my host family was quite religious, and I found myself in an interesting situation when they had 5 young Mormon missionaries over for dinner. And yeah, it was a very nice evening and I got to learn lots of new things and met some really friendly guys.
Well, I don't know if that's exciting, but the best moment I had was when we went to Peggy's Cove, that's the East Coast. It was rather a stormy day and you could climb down the rocks all the way to the water. And down there I just started screaming like a freaking maniac and I couldn't even hear myself because the water was so loud, and this was really the best moment I've had.
Did you have any bad experience at all?
Huh, now that you ask me, I guess not. I can't think of any right now anyway.
Oh boy, yeah, I had some shitty experience as well. When I was in New York, I stayed at this rat hole, and the dude who owned it tried touching me during the night. I packed up and left immediately, so don't couch surf, kids.
Yeah, it really is a bad idea to sleep in a car for more than 2 days, except you own a van or something. And sometimes you might feel lonely, but that's a good chance to learn more about yourself. So everyone who is interested in foreign languages, cultures or people should definitely consider to go abroad whenever possible.
Oh well, but would you still advise my followers to take the opportunity to go abroad themselves?
Hell yes.
Absolutely. I had a great time in Atlanta, and aside from some work experience that I gained, I got to meet lots of great people. Couldn't have been better.
In all honesty, guys, how much did it cost you?
Again, I can consider myself quite lucky. Since I stayed with a family that paid for everything I needed, I just had to pay for the flight tickets. So it cost me around 700 euros for the whole 2 weeks.
Since I stayed in Canada for 1.5 years, I ended up spending quite a bit of money, of course. I had savings of about 3,000 euros and the plane tickets were already paid for. That's actually the minimum you need to get the visa. And then I worked there as well, of course, but it was well worth all the money.
Taking the circumstances of the duration of my trip and the rented car into account, I spent around £500 that week. For example, with a holiday job, most students should be able to put up that money for a great experience. There are also many agencies supporting students with their plans of going abroad.
Wow, so there you go. I hope we could answer all of your questions. If you like this video and want to see more of this kind, make sure to subscribe to my channel and give it a thumbs up. Also, if you want to participate in future polls, you can follow me on Twitter and all my other social media platforms, which I will link below in the description box. And as always, thank you for watching, and I will see you guys in my next video. Bye.